Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me. They are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are always a blessing. Good preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, you are true man of God who does speak the truth with love and joy in your heart is always very edifying and encouraging. Keep on preaching and the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayers. May God bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for your great goodness. Thank you for making us your choice, making yourself manifest to us as you do not to the world. We thank you, Lord, for an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away. Thank you for calling us into your service, giving us another day. This is the day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We would worship you. Help us to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. To give you the glory, do your name. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. To minister as you give the ability. Help us now, Father, is always my prayer. We pray for healing for the sick. Thank you, Lord. Sister Sophia requests healing for her body. We pray that you heal her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our healer. Stretch forth your hand to heal. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I've got a definition here. You all tell me what I'm talking about. A slow, mournful song, hymn, or piece of music written. She didn't let me finish. A dirge, huh? All right. Well, well, well. Glory, glory. And there's some everything they sing is a dirge. Usually the old missionary Baptist, I don't care what they sing, it's a dirge. Jesus is coming. You know, everything, no matter what it is, there's no joy in any of their song. They put the grief and the mourning. Yes, they do. That's why the word is dirge. Of course, their song is supposed to be that way, but not every song. Huh? So let us not act like a dirge in here this morning. I mean, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. So, thank you, Lord. I thank God for his goodness. I'm not ashamed and I'm not tired. You know, some get weary of talking about the goodness of God. And they get weary of the meditations of God. But here's the admonition to God's people. Brethren, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. So I'm thinking how Jesus came down. Y'all believe that to be so? And God's best. What I'm saying by God's best, this is God's best at presenting himself to man. It's God's best to entreat men to receive his goodness, to share in his glory. I mean, he came to convince me. Hey, look here, I'm the Savior. You can partake in my glory. You can have eternal life. God's best to persuade man. So, Jesus Christ is the Word. So, it's the same thing. When I speak as the oracles of God, it's God's best to persuade you. What gets in the way is unbelief. We don't like to call it that. But the truth is, it's unbelief. That's why God gave us faith, so we could overcome unbelief, which so easily besets us. It's not something that it's so easy. Unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. And I know experimentally, you should know experimentally. I certainly take notice to the admonition, be not weary in well-doing. Y'all understand that? Because it seems like many of my efforts are of none effect. So that means something to me when I read or hear, be not weary in well-doing, because I know I'm doing well. That, yeah, this is what God would have me to do, but seem like it's to no avail. Well, I understand. How about God's best, the Word coming in flesh? He was very convincing and persuasive. No one could resist the wisdom by he spake, but yet they refused him, rejected him, despised him. See? Now, this pertains to us. We all put Jesus on the cross. In other words, he died to take away our sins. It's the same thing. You know he died for your sins, Edie? So that means you are a partaker in his going to the cross. But there is a righteous response for that. You know, you being a partaker in putting Jesus on the cross, there's a righteous response for it. And in my preaching and my presentation, usually we don't respond righteously. There's something working in man. It's called evil. And it keeps him from responding righteously to the goodness of God. And, you know, your old carnal mind and the evil spirit say, yeah, Pastor Rice just wants us to do this. What we ought to do is give glory to God. Well, we should act like, wait a minute, we should act like the eternal God died for our sins. That's how we shouldn't find some excuse not to do it. And then we should find opportunity and occasion to obey this God, because he died for us so that we could walk in his ways and be conformed to his image. So when I speak like that. Y'all don't know the spirit by which I speak is spirit of Christ. So when I speak like this and we do contrary, and then act like we've done nothing, then I have to remember, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Yeah, I hold fast to the things that God has taught me. Once you begin to see the benefit in it, then you begin to do it some more. Well, that's what I say, but when are we going to start? You know? Thank you, Lord. So, we say we love God. Well, what do you say about that? I say yes. But we need to know what that means. It really means he loves us. Sometimes we don't believe that. See what I mean? Knowing that God believes us is faith. Unbelief is, well, God don't love me. Now, we don't say it directly, but it's manifest. This wickedness, this opposition is manifest in what we do. Amen. But when I tell you, you want to give me an excuse. See, there's no excuse really, except that we need to be cleansed and purified. And one of the ways we're conformed to Jesus Christ is by the renewing of the mind. Yet we hold to our old mind. See? Now, if you esteem me as your shepherd, then don't cuss me out when I show up. Now, what am I supposed to believe? You know, I love you and I need my shepherd. And then when I show up to shepherd you, you whack me. Whack! How do you think? I'm speaking honestly. I'm telling you how I hear. Yeah, how I see too, because I have eyes to see and I have ears to hear. I'm not going to be stubborn and disobedient and not hear and not see. I'm not fooled by this stuff. If you believe that I'm your shepherd, then when I come to talk to you, you say, oh, that's the shepherd. Not, well, he's a shepherd. Let me see if he'd do right. You know, I thought he would do right. Well, go to hell. Am I making myself clear? Yeah, and I'm being honest. You might be a deceiver or dissembler. You know, dissembler is when you say something and try to, you really don't mean it. I'm saying what I mean. I'm glad to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
And it shows up.
Yes.
Now, some we're glad, but we hadn't come to the fullness of it. That in many ways, we think we act like God is doing us a favor. We won't go out of our way for him. No, we won't go the extra mile. No, we won't. And I can't provoke us. You know, I guess if Jesus came down, maybe we'd have a vision, huh? And he showed up in the midst and said, so-and-so, we do it? Don't fool yourself. If you believe the truth, then you know that you wouldn't do it. Not unless you do it now. If you don't believe the truth, you're in delusion.
Amen.
And you say, well, if there was a greater manifestation, I'd have a greater form of disobedience.
Right.
You are a liar. Y'all believe the truth?
Yes,
well, let me tell you this.
Yes,
now, what you're in now is what you're in now because you don't believe what you ought to believe.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, it's because you've not seen.
Right.
Even though you have eyes to see. And you have ears to hear, but if you've not heard, it's because you refuse to hear. Don't you know the scripture says, hey, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear? Y'all really understand what that means? That means though we have ears to hear, we have to strive to hear. We can't just kick out of the traces and hear, walk in wickedness and hear, despise our neighbor and hear. Y'all, are y'all hearing? Well, how come is it when we do these things, we think we're hearing? Again, delusion.
Yes.
And that's what happens when you depart from the truth.
Amen.
When you give heed to seducing spirits.
Amen.
And we swear on a stack of Bibles that we love God. Like I say, I hold to that. But you must believe that.
Yes.
And you're saying it is not enough.
Amen.
Yeah, the word is the same.
Yes.
If you all think you need to see something to believe God, then you still don't know him. Here's what the scriptures say. Y'all want to hear it? Faith cometh by him. It also said no man can come to God except he believed that he is. See? So he gave us faith so we can come to him. When we refuse, then we depart from the faith. All preaching is called to come to me. Yes, but we despise it. We are offended by it. We try to change it around. See? And then we say, don't talk to me like that. Well, I'm going to obey God. I'd rather obey God. It's better for me to obey God than man. I also know that if God has you to do something, you're not chomping at the bits to do it. Anybody that's eager to do, y'all listen to me. I know you don't believe me. Anybody that's eager to do something, it's their own will. If God wants you to do it, then you have to press into it. Yes, you do. Now, see, I believe this. So when you find the ones, I can name them now. Okay, we just won't go there, but the truth is still the truth. And somebody's striving for position, God ain't sending them into it. And position is position. And that's what makes for strife and contention. When I saw that strife and contention the other day, the position, that's what it is. Y'all can believe me or not believe me. You can say, oh no, yes, it's true. Absolutely it's true. Because we're defending ourselves, not the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
We're lovers of selves more than lovers of God. Huh? Yeah, I'm telling the truth now. God sent me to tell y'all this. You can believe it or not. I'm not going to be weary and well doing. I'm going to count this as God's long suffering. So you all wonder why I tried to tell you out in front. You tell you me you love me, and when I come to you, you treat me like a dog. I think something's missing. Here's what the Lord said. If you love me, keep my commandments. And my commandments are not grievous. I don't require anything of you that transgress God's commandment. So when I require something of you and I get such opposition and violence and contention, then you see the conclusion I come to? Oh, this is grievous, Pastor. You want me to get along with so-and-so? That's grievous. You want me to take all of this stuff? That's grievous, Pastor, right? See how you do? Now, don't you all give each other nicknames. That's not good.
Amen.
It can be done in righteousness. Usually it's not.
Amen.
Of course, I've got nicknames for some, but it makes them happy. So that's in righteousness. Okay. You got a secret nickname for somebody. It's probably not in righteousness. All right? I'm telling you up front. You need to get rid of it. You can call them brother or sister, child of God, redeemed, sanctified. Huh? Praise the Lord. But if it's not for edification, we don't need to say it. Huh? I'm not going to take part in it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, again, by God's grace, I actually believe what I'm saying. So when I approach you, I expect you will perform like that. Even if you don't believe it, I expect you to act like I believe. Does that make sense? I don't expect that you would disrespect me. If somehow you did, I would expect that you repent. Right? I mean, repent. Not form and fashion. I mean repent. We don't know much about it. I can tell by the way we pray. See? We don't pray the way that we complain. What does that let you know? We put more emphasis on our complaining than our praying. That's how I see it. Because that's how God sees it. I'm representing him this morning. And of course, we think nothing of all the perverse, foul things we say. Even after someone stands in front of you every day and exhorts you to speak right things. Even all the time. And we still find occasion to speak perverse things. Oh, we're on our way, aren't we? Huh? All we need is more prophecies, right? Thank you, Father. Well, only God can do that. We need to desire it. Repentance is between you and God. We have a hard time getting there. Our eyes are too much on our neighbor. That's what makes for the strife and contention. If our eyes are on ourselves, well, we'll find some peace. But if our eyes are on everybody else, strife, envy, contention. And we think it's no problem that we do it. Don't we know that we missed the mark? So, help me, Lord. Jesus, the same word. The word I'm speaking now. He's the same one that showed up. If you speak it, it's still the same. Hallelujah. But you'll still have to believe it. You understand? You speaking the word is no good except you speak it in faith. And that determines whether or not we're walking in the faith. Many men speak the word. They don't speak it. Y'all see, I believe what I'm saying. That's why when I speak it to you, I expect for you to believe that I believe it. And I even expect you to believe it. Peace be still. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus spoke to the raging sea. He made the wind and he made the sea. But there was not peace between the waves and the sea. So it made for a raging storm. When there's no peace, it makes for a raging storm. And we can't understand that. When we are scratching and pulling at our neighbor, we can't see that there's a raging storm. Huh? Well, it wouldn't be that way if they didn't. Is that right? That's not the right answer. He that handleth a matter wisely shall be called prudent. See? Praise the Lord. Some situations you have to remove yourself from. Absolutely. Absolutely. The Bible says it like that. If they won't hear, then leave them. And if a brother go get a brother, he's not ganging up on the other one. That's what he's told to do. I'm telling you now. Then see, when y'all use words like ganging up, I said, well, I guess they never read the scripture. Whereas if you got something with your brother, y'all can't work it out, go get another one. That's not ganging up. That's the wisdom of God. See how we depart from the truth? Or depart from the faith? Giving heed to seducing spirits? And of course, after you go through all the procedures, then leave them alone. That's what it says. Yes, yes, yes. I tell it to the church. They won't hear then. Praise the Lord. Now, the term ganging up mean that strife and contention. No matter what y'all do, I don't call you ganging up on me. Because the Lord's on my side. That's how I always look at it. How are y'all going to gang up on me? Huh? How are you going to do it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how I look at it. I got a renewed mind. And I'm being renewed in the mind. You're not going to do me wrong. You can't. Come on. This is the truth that you got to walk in. Absolutely. Here's how it goes. If God be for you, who can be against? So there's no way anybody can gang up on you. Satan and all of his minions can't gang up on you. The whole world can't gang up on you. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. No such thing. What? Tim's got a scripture here. We're going to let him read it.
Say, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if thou wilt not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in that mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. If he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, then let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican.
Well, I know I said it right. Yeah, brother. Hold on. We got him stirred up this morning. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Brother Larry.
Amen. I tell you what I heard the other day. When I heard that term being thrown at us, you're ganging up on me. This is what I heard in the spiritual realm. One shall chase 1,000, and two shall chase 10,000. So if you got demons raging, and they see another come that's in the spirit of God, and it's more than 1,000 of them or whatever, now they know they got to go. So they're going to start charging you with ganging up on them. That's what I heard.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see how what happens when you walk in the light? Otherwise, we'd all be deceived. We think that somebody was ganging up on Richard. Huh? How can that be? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. We can work together, though. Praise the Lord.
There comes a time when God abandons men. God comes to a point where he lets a people go. Lets them go to their consequences of their own sinful choices. They will not accept his counsel. They spurn all his reproof. As Proverbs says, so they eat the fruit of their own choices, and they have to be satisfied with the devices they have chosen. Of the Pharisees, Jesus said, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. The most terrifying words. Let them alone. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Amen. And I don't think anybody wants to hear leave me alone or lead them alone. That's why I'm talking like this. Listen up. Praise the Lord. Believe what I speak to you. Praise the Lord. No one's doing you wrong. Nobody's ganging up on you. We be brethren. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. We got a stiff neck in here this morning. Praise the Lord. It's written. Stiff neck. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the things I'm saying, I've said before, but it's still the truth, so we still speak them. They're still pertinent because this truth is still being opposed continuously. Y'all know lies are always going around. That's why the truth is always spoken. There's always a response to the lie. It's the truth. And if the devil can get you to believe the lie, then the truth has no power. Y'all understand that? To get power from the truth, you have to believe it. The gospel is the power of God. Jew first, and then the Greek, but to everyone that believes. Y'all understand unbelief is between you and the truth? Not me. Not your neighbors that come to try to entreat you. It's your unbelief. Hallelujah. Unbelief. Unbelief. But if you go to get something trapped out, you're going to have trouble. You'll have to somehow subdue them. Yes, you will. Even if it's your own pet. If they get trapped and you try to get them out, they're going to do you harm. See? Hallelujah. Now, we should just understand who our God is, the Good Shepherd. And certainly when he comes to get us out of our misery, we shouldn't strike out at him. No, we shouldn't. I mean, we say we know him, and we do. But see, there's another influence that you'll have to overcome by faith. You can't blame it on anybody else. Nobody can take away your faith. No, no, no. God give it to you, and if you obey him, you can keep it. If you disobey him, well, you can't do it in faith. Everybody understand? Disobedience is not an operation of faith. All disobedience is unbelief. Yes, it is. That's why it's called sin. And every disobedience, every transgression shall receive a just recompense. So when we're trying to pay our neighbor back, don't do that. Overcome evil with good.
Hallelujah.
Don't render evil for evil. Huh? But contrary blessings. All right, so we're going to bless Neil today. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Glory, glory. Bless you too, brother. All right. Bless you too, sister. We're going to bless y'all today. Glory, glory. You know, that's what God does, huh? You know what men do concerning God's blessings? They despise him. Y'all know being made a partaker with him is a blessing? Well, well, well. Ain't we something then, huh? Praise God. Somebody dying for our wretched. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, my God. We find occasion to not forget or remember, huh? Praise the Lord. Now, if you're trying to say, well, I'm not like that, you're lying. You're in delusion. Huh? They soon forgot. They left their God. Y'all know men leave God? And get other gods? Oh, yeah, we read it in the book. You know it's about you?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh? God is good. Righteous. Faithful and true. Many times, you read the book, they forsook him, and they went and served gods that were no gods. Oh, it's when they got in trouble, they called on their God, and their gods wouldn't help them. And at times, the Lord would say, well, call on you, let your gods help you. And of course, they come to the conclusion, these gods can't help us, so they turn back to the Lord. Not just once, though. Understand this. This is not... It's something that happened continuously. If we don't know what that means, we're just stupid.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
If we think that we got time to play around and we shouldn't be very careful and circumspect, then we're a bunch of fools.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. I'm going to go on in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So when we read it, we should say, woe is me.
Amen.
Of course, I didn't start out like that. I told you when I first started reading the Bible, I said, what a wretched folk that is. I did now. Maybe you didn't. I said, what is this? Who would do that? Now I know. Woe is me. I'm undone. Yeah, woe is me. But I didn't start out like that, you understand. That's why reading certain scriptures didn't mean much for me. Let me read something that pertained to me. I'd say that, you know, not really thinking, but that's what was, really, that's how you do it, huh? Let him preach something that pertained to me. Is that how we do it? Glory, glory. Or let's see if you get it right. I'm going to get it right. Hallelujah. Yeah, just think about that. You know, we get upset when folk leave us. Folk don't give us respect and honor. But do we consider how we disrespect God? We don't call it disrespect? Hallelujah. We don't know what departing from God means. We can be right here and do it. It's evident. Hallelujah. Why do you think the Bible's full of return, return, return? You know what God's saying this morning?
Hallelujah.
Or you must agree with God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you say, well, he's not preaching to me,
thank
then
you,
there's no way you can return.
Hallelujah.
You say, what am I going to return from? Maybe they'll come along and see it my way. See? We can't do that. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what is God doing? Praise the Lord. Now, we must understand. I mean, not what you think, but what he's doing. That's what God would have us to know. That's why he calls us friends. So we'll know what he's doing. We'll just have to believe him, though. Of course, if we have our own thoughts, our own mind, then we won't believe God. Huh? We'll believe he's not doing right by somebody. Huh? All he do is whack me. He never whack old Terry. Y'all know that's blasphemy? Huh? Y'all know that's blasphemy? Oh, we're full of it, aren't we? Peace be still. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. That's what he said. Because they were raging. That means out of order. There was not harmony. It was disharmony. Discord. So he said, peace, be still. What happened? Y'all remember? They obeyed. Then what? That was peace. See?
Yes, Lord.
How many times have we read the scripture and then we go raise hell? Huh? Praise the Lord. Come on. And we know that that's not peace. Again, working things out is finding the way of peace. I'm saying it over and over again. So if there's any two of you all that there's a contention or a problem, then you try to, you between the two should try to find the way of peace. If you can't do it, then you'll have to get some help. This is the scripture now. You heard him read it. And if they won't hear that, then take it to the church. So you see, this matter is being taken to the church. Y'all see me speaking in front of God and everybody, don't you? Huh? Y'all don't know that I'm addressing what goes on among us? Always do. But some get offended when I call their name. If I don't call your name, I'm calling your name. And if you don't want me to call your name, I'm especially calling your name. So you go ahead and judge yourself. If you don't want me to call anybody in here like that, then I'm talking to you more than anybody else. See what I'm saying? I just tell you plainly. I'm not going to back up because you don't want me to call your name. how hypocritical we are. We read all of David's secrets, huh? Don't we? We don't say, my goodness, I shouldn't look at this, do we? Ah, see, we are a bunch of hypocrites. We are a bunch of hypocrites. But of course, when we read about David, we're reading about us. David is just a sacrifice, okay? That's about all men's sins. We read about men's sins, we see men's sins, then it's about us. You don't believe me. You don't believe, it's about us. And whatever you see, it's about you. God wouldn't write the book about all the dirty stuff folk did if it was for them. The word says scripture were written for our learning. They were examples. So we wouldn't do the same thing. But you better believe it. If it's in there, it's you. That's why I know that the book is inspired of God. That's not how man talks about himself. No, he don't. No. No, he lied. God tells the truth. He's a depraved preacher. Ain't no righteousness in him. Ain't no goodness in him. He's unthankful. He's unholy. Huh? He refused the good. He chooses the evil. It is the truth. As much as we believe it, take hold of this, we can have peace among ourselves. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. Righteousness and peace. Righteousness, peace. Y'all know I pulled these out of the book. Y'all ever heard about righteousness and peace? Huh? You know there's no peace without righteousness? You know there's no righteousness without judgment? So, you know, that's what happens when you go get the other two or three. That's for judgment. If you ain't looking for righteousness, you ain't going to hear. Y'all understand that? Really? Raise your hand and say, I. Very good. Very good. Very good. So this is how you know when folk are looking for righteousness, when they're following after righteousness. Absolutely. They're looking for the way of peace. You know, there's a scripture that said the way of peace they know not. That's not us. Maybe the way of peace we do not, but we do know the way. We just forsake to take the way. And to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not is sin. It'd been better for us not to know to do good. And after known to do good, we keep doing evil. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
So that one's found in Romans 14. Kingdom of God.
Yes.
It's not meat and drink.
Amen.
It is righteousness and peace. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
So we should be followers after righteousness. Yes. We follow, we do the things and make for peace. Because that's the kingdom of God.
Yes.
How? Where's the place for strife and envy and contention? There's no place for it.
Amen.
Has God made provision for us overcoming? Absolutely.
Yes.
So we're without excuse. We can't blame our neighbor. Say, well, you know, God ain't made no way so we could have peace in here. Neil is still here. Huh? Neil, we love you, brother. You help me preach. Or yeah, we can't have no peace as long as any of us are here. We can't have peace. You understand that? Yeah, I have to go. The iniquity have to go. And no peace in that. So the scripture said, "Let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Iniquity is what make for the strife, because that's your identity. When we all identify with Christ, peace. When we identify as I'm this, I'm that, I'm no peace. Huh? Hallelujah. Righteousness, peace, and joy. See how that goes together? Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I've got another one. Out of Galatians 5, it says, love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Spirit, it says, love, joy, peace. Y'all don't believe me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, the shame of it is we know all these scriptures, but when we start cutting up, we put them aside. There's no way you can have this running in your heart. It's in there, but you put it aside. That's how we can have strife and envy among ourselves. When we bring this to the front, that takes care of the strife. Yes, it does. Love don't fail. See? As long as we can blame our neighbor, I guess we can keep raising hell. Don't y'all know by now we can't do that? Huh? You know we can't do that, brother? Anytime you find somebody to blame, you're going the wrong way. Huh? There's a sign, wrong way. This is not the way of righteousness. This is not the way of peace. Oh, bottom line is, you know, we're too much self or iniquity. I'm telling you, this is how it's manifest. If we identify as Christ, then we are good to go. Absolutely. And that's what we are to do. Y'all didn't hear me quote the scripture? Let everyone that named the name of, is that you? Then forget about you. Depart from iniquity. You're known as Christ. Other than that, you're not known. You don't even exist. You're dead. Your life is hid with Christ and God. Well, I say those scriptures, Pastor Rice, but I still raise hell. Well, I know. That's why I'm preaching like this. Everybody hear me? We say all the scriptures. All the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, but we still raise hell. Hey, why is that? Huh? It's quite perplexing, isn't it? No wonder folk look at us the way we do, and our kinfolk regard us as they do, huh? We're not very good witnesses. We are his children, though. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I've got another one. The book is full of them. He is our peace. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Praise the Lord. He's broken down the middle wall of partition that was between us. Huh? He made us one. You know how we're one? Anybody know how we're one? In him. Y'all don't. We say we're Christians, we're going to fight amongst ourselves. Huh? What I'm doing is I'm speaking the word in power and demonstration. To let us know that when we really believe him and walk in him, then it'll order our steps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll bring about some conformity.
Yes
it will.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I mean, the word works.
Yes.
Yeah, when it falls upon good ground.
Yes, Lord.
When it's received with meekness.
Praise.
Yeah.
You,
upon a good and honest heart.
Hallelujah.
It works. But us saying amen, and that
amen.
Don't show that no.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, help me, Lord. He is our peace, Jesus Christ. He's the Prince of Peace, the God of all peace. Now, we say these things, we sing all the songs. This is why, you know, it's so grievous. Y'all understand that? It's like we, come on. And every time we sing one of the songs, every time we quote, it's a witness against it. Y'all know that, don't you? It's saying, yeah, you're singing that, but you're not walking it. Y'all know that? We don't believe it like that, though. We keep singing the song, don't we? Don't we? Some do, some don't. We're still hypocrites, though. You understand? We read the scripture, don't we? Yeah, we do. Hallelujah. We listen to the preaching, don't we? Right. We just won't let it work. Now, understand that you can't agree with the opposition. And the opposition's in every man. It starts right here. You know, that's how when the Word became flesh, that's the Almighty God. He's speaking the truth in righteousness. He's walking the truth. And yeah, perfectly. But within this body that he put on, there's opposition. What opposition? Well, what opposition is in you? The same is in Jesus Christ as he walked. So he knows. You understand? We would just believe it. Huh? Don't y'all know there's opposition? It's not your neighbor. It's in you. We believe that, we stop looking at the other man. Right. All of our troubles we can fix between us and God. Yeah, we can. Hallelujah. And if you have peace with God, you have peace with your neighbor. No matter what he does. We don't understand it like that, do we? Oh, they don't look at me right. Huh? But whose determination? Huh? I don't know what's wrong with Bakia today. Huh? Praise the Lord. That's the truth, you know. We really don't know what's going on. No, we don't. Why don't we just leave it like that? Why don't we just say, I know she's God's child, and but what's going on? I don't know. We won't do that. No, we'll come up with a reason. Yes, we will. Yes, and we'll tell it to somebody else. But when it's time for us to do right, we forget. Huh? What's wrong with Sherry today? Well, we forget. But we know what's wrong with that one, though. Hey, yeah. Don't we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Peace is everything in harmony. Right relationship. There's no ill to the neighbor. Y'all know that's peace? Y'all know that? Love working no ill to its neighbor. Well, what about if they're like Neil? That's the same. You know? Hey, love working no ill. That means as long as you love them, you won't do them wrong. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. No matter what they do to you, if you love them, you won't do them wrong. Hallelujah. And if they love you, they won't let you do them wrong. All right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saint. Aren't we blessed to have such peace, to have such joy? Glory, glory, such power. Oh, Jesus. Well, that means I'm on the cross, Pastor Rice. We're starting to get wise there, aren't we? That means I'm a real Christian, Pastor. I see. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's what it means. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going on in Jesus' name. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably? Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. You are the ones Christ died for. Hallelujah. So we must esteem each other like that. No matter what you think about them, you should say, Christ died for that one. So that's how I should esteem them. I see. Well, we'll see how they do. No. See, that's carnal. That makes for envy and strife. Oh, so you're not yet carnal? You know how it's envy and strife. We don't see how they do. No, we don't. We see what God said. Thank you, Lord. You know, they love you too. Make it easy for them. Hallelujah. But that's just the word. Love has no problem. Loving is easy for love. That's what love is. He loves you, doesn't he? Right. That's how love is. Glory, glory. It works from within. Don't need no help from outside. As wretched as we are, as undeserving as we are, love loves.
Amen.
And that same love he puts in you. When you deny it, you have a problem with each other. You understand? When you deny it, you have a problem with each other. When you remember that that same love is in you and walk in that, keep yourself in that love, then we have peace. Then we have peace. Then we have peace. In the carnal, we'll never have it. No peace there. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Let not your good then be evil spoken of.
Amen.
All right? So here we are. We're Christians. We sit in front of God and everybody. Hey, we come aside. We're going to live together. We're going to bear one another's burden. By faith, we chose to suffer affliction with these people. Isn't that what we say here? Some of y'all are a little bit slow. But if we're here, that's what we say. Huh? We might take it back, but if you're here, that's what you say. And if you take it back, then you ought to get out.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
There's some that got out. That's righteous.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For you to come here and stay here and then act like we took you from all your joy and peace. Come on.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, there I was up in Shadyside, man. I had everything. That's the way you feel, and you ought not be here.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, you know, I was out there with my kinfolk having all kind of fun going, you know, to the lake on Labor Day. And here I am now. You know, they want me to go to the okra patch. Hey, they want me to pick grapes. And my God, my God. See? Now, you know something that's going on, don't you? Oh, God don't know, though, does he? You won't fool him. What you can do is repent, though. You can say, God, I shouldn't have. This is not right. Huh? That's how they did in the wilderness. Yeah, you know, back in Egypt, we had ice cream every day. Hey, now somebody's not going to say this is good preaching. But you know what I say? It's good preaching. And if you say it's not, I'm going to call you a liar. You hear me? This is good preaching. That's the same thing they said in the wilderness. They said, you know, when we were back in Egypt, we're in bondage. We couldn't serve our God, but my God, we had leeks and garlic. Hmm? Say amen, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you're going to be carnal about it, you'll say, well, yeah, he's talking about me. Absolutely. Do understand. I'm not ever going to back up on that. I'm talking about us. The book is about us. We're the ones that God set his love upon. We are the object of his love. We're the apple of his eye. So I'm talking about you. They told the man of God how well they had it back in the course. Come on. Yes, they did. They forgot all about the heart bondage. And before they left, it was very hard. Y'all know that? Before they left, they doubled up on them. They still said, let's go back. Yes, they did. Y'all know that's about us? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, we all like to talk about that.
Thank you, Lord.
You know that.
Thank you, Lord.
I guess the heathen talk about it. The Baptists certainly talk about it. I've not gone to churches where they don't talk about righteousness, peace, and joy. Huh? You? Right. They just don't talk right. You know, they talk about loving God. Yeah, they do. They just don't talk right. We should understand that. The world is full of that. That's why we have no time to lollygag. We should ask God for some fire. You know what I'm saying? And what he's given us, we should stir up. Y'all understand that God says stir up that gift? Quench not the spirit? Absolutely. That's God's commandment. Hallelujah. Don't be carried away. Huh? Praise God. Strange doctrines. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Or is there a counterfeit? You know, for everything, everything that's true, there is a counterfeit. That's why the world, if you talk to them today, they'll say, yeah, righteousness, peace, and joy. On the lake, skinny dipping, barbecuing, righteousness and peace. Yeah. Y'all ain't going to fool me now. I wasn't just born yesterday. Come on. Hallelujah. They'll say, man, we doesn't get any better than this. Huh? Hallelujah. No boss to worry me today. Huh? No clock to punch today. Huh? Just indulge myself as much as I want. See? Doesn't get any better than this. Love is a pleasure more than love is of God. Well, Pastor Rice, you say we can't have pleasure now. Yeah, in the Holy Ghost. See? We're not to be pleased with that old stuff. If we are, then we're not pleased with the God to save us. You understand?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And hopefully we don't have a testimony that says, you know, the pleasure we had there was excels the pleasure we have in Christ. Oh, it's in us now. You have to do something with it. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Jesus had to overcome it too. Y'all don't know that he in this flesh, he had all this opposition that we have. Yes, he did. You do believe the scripture, don't you? That's why he is a high priest that can be touched. He know how it is to be provoked, to have envy and strife, and to feel like folk is ganging up. He know about that. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, help us. Word talks about a single life. You know what? It talks about singleness of heart. Hallelujah. It says, if your eye is single, your whole body is full of light. If your eye is single, that means you're truly walking in the Spirit. When you're truly walking in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That means you see things the way they are. And you judge things the way they are. That's when your eyes full of light. But if your eyes darkness, or if that light be darkness, you know what that is. That it's not right, but you say God told you. That's when that light is darkness. Then how great is that darkness? I'm not going to back up. Amen. When I stand up, this is what God told me.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, sometimes you talk about them old blues songs. I do. Yes, God told me. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Amen. Hallelujah. I won't back up. Hallelujah. One of them is old Ray Charles sing. Huh? Thank you, Lord. He says, crying time again. You're going to leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. That's what God said. No? See? Hey, y'all return. Return. Return to me. Why would you die? And over again, we've seen that. When people leave, their countenance changed, their look changed. Too late. You came too late. Their conversation changed. That's why I told Brother Malone, don't talk like that, brother. Don't talk like that. That's how you get out of here. Really? Hallelujah. The ones that left, it's because everybody's so wicked. Right. But we're still here, so we prove them wrong. Ain't we still here? God reserved himself a remnant? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, help me, Jesus. Bless you, Brother Jerry. I'm going on in Jesus' name. For he that do those things, what? Righteousness, joy, and peace. Serveth Christ is acceptable to God. When we serve Christ in righteousness, joy, and peace, it's acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Everybody understand that? But usually when we go down this road, we think, well, I'm being taken advantage of. How come I always have to give place to them? I know how it goes. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. How come I'm all the one that always have to die? Huh? Y'all don't know that? That's how it is. How come Jesus is the one that had to die? He was the only one qualified. Now you're in him. Now you're qualified. It's a privilege. There's nothing to whine about. You can lay down your life for your neighbor, then you please God. Y'all know what's in the book? Oh, God. Well, we forget it, though, when we put our religion off, don't we? I've heard them say it. Yeah, if they do that to me, I'm going to take my religion off. And well, you have to do that, you know. You have to put Christ off, and then you have to do your business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But if you are walking in the love of God, which you have, we have, God loves us. This is the truth. In faith, we walk like that. In unbelief, we act like God don't love us. Or we don't believe that he loves us. And we don't think they're related. We think no matter what we do, we still walking in the faith that God loves us. That's just not the truth. When we're walking in the faith that God loves us, it'll help us do right. Huh? We can get anything. When we're going the wrong way, we can get it from anywhere. Yeah, yes, we can. I know it's so. Hallelujah. So I say, continuously, I say it like this. All things working together. That's the Spirit. Y'all understand that? So when you're in the Spirit, all things are working together. Any other way, it's not working together. Even if you have all the elements, they're not working together. But usually you don't have all the elements, all the ingredients. In the Spirit, you don't have to think about it. It just gets done. Everybody understand? When you got to pray about what to do when somebody does you wrong, and you're just not in the Spirit. You know, you got to call up Granny and say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, he always does this. What should I do? Even if you don't ask him, you tell him, you know, yeah, you know them folk down there, they do this and they do that. Huh? Anybody ever done that? Thank you, Makia. You sure are a blessing. You're sure a blessing, Makia. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They mistreat me. Hey, they don't want me to go to town. Ah, look at Charlene laughing. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, we hadn't been able to stop anybody, I can tell you that. Now make sure you tell your kinfolk that. Hallelujah. You said, God tried to constrain me by his love, but I still kick out of the traces. Go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell him. Oh, Jesus. So all things working together, that Spirit. Hallelujah. I relate that in my swimming. You know, I have to think about breathing and everything, so I'm not a good swimmer. When I can do it without thinking about it, I'll be a good swimmer. I'll swim in the Spirit. I don't do it now. See? So I relate everything like that. when you really, when, it's like when you look at something. If you want to hit something, you better look at it. You'll never do it any other way. And you have to do it that way because the eyes and they work together. And you got to get them calibrated. So what you look at, you hit. That's how they put the ball through the hoop. They don't look like, they look at it. And somehow the ball followed their eyes. That's righteousness. See? Understand it. Understand it. Oh, you don't have to, you walk in it and it'll tell you where to go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you can discern, you know, when that old counterfeiter is working. Is it get away from me? You get away. Thank you, Lord. So we can remember. Thank you, Lord. That God is working all things together for our good. That's everything. We go through drills and rehearsals, practical exercises. Y'all don't believe that? But somehow when we're encountering them, we act like we're not supposed to have them. Oh, a test. What's that doing in my way? Oh, there's a trial. What's that doing in my way? Huh? A cause for me to forgive. What's that doing in my way? That's it. It is in your way. Walk in the way. It is in your way. Hallelujah. Huh? They're giants. What are they doing in my way? Yeah, they are in the way. Go forth and conquer. Hallelujah. Well, we did lots of them in the military. In fact, everything was, we had to be accounted for. Y'all know that? It was always, you had to know where your stuff was. Your soldiers and your sensitive items. You understand? Trash cans, no problem. But you better know where them rifles are. Praise God. Where them decoders are. You always had to have a count for your personnel and sensitive items. That's why they had formations a few times a day. So the commander could actually see his soldiers. If they couldn't be there, somebody had to vouch for them. Huh? Somebody had to vouch for them. Timothy's on sick call. That's what the squad leader would tell the platoon sergeant. Thank you, Lord. Angela's at the gym. And then the commander or the first sergeant would say to the platoon sergeants or platoon leaders, report. They would say present or accounted for. But everybody couldn't say present or accounted for. Somebody had to actually say where they were. So you see how it goes up the chain, down the chain? And when the platoon leader told the company commander, present or accounted for, and that's his word. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when the company commander report to battalion command, they have to send in a report every day. So all of our soldiers are here. Or else they'll say, so-and-so didn't show up. He's AWOL. You know that, don't you? What I'm saying, accountability is full-time. Somebody has to know. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Word problems. Anybody ever heard of word problems? Those are practical exercises. What you find in a word problem is things, it's set up so that you have to exercise the things that you've been taught. They're put in a different form. They're put in word form and situation scenario form. But to figure it out, you have to employ all the things that you've been taught. That's what word problems before. Y'all know that? So here we are in the middle of one. Y'all know that? We read the book. We hear the preaching. Then we get the test. That's always. And some wise man would tell us first watch. But we're not too watchful. So we leave here and somebody approaches the wrong way and we don't respond right. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So that's why we have the feast days. Y'all know that? At rehearsal or remembrance and remembrance. Praise the Lord. Learn it not. Of course, it's presented as a counterfeit, something to honor the Lord. And they're hell bent on it. You won't move them away from it. It does not honor the Lord. Lies don't honor God. Misrepresentations don't honor God. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's given us these appointed times, appointed seasons. But men have made their own. Labor Day is one of them. Labor Day is not a holy complication. No, it's not. No. You would think so, though. Yeah. Yes, you would. Religiously, people do observe it. And you'd better not get in their way. And if they are denied it, they've been done wrong. The book said these are vernacular, but it also said the feast. These are the feast of the Lord. And we are the Lord's. We're not Jews, we're not Greek. Hallelujah. But there's nothing in Christmas and Labor Day to say anything about the coming of the Lord or anything that God has done or anything that God is. They just don't relate. But in every appointed time, there is. So hopefully we approach it that way. Hopefully. Lord, help us to do it more perfectly, is my prayer. So we got Feast of Trumpets coming up, Brother Kirk.
Yes, sir.
And it begins Friday night, right?
Amen.
Okay. But we will gather on Sabbath. We usually gather, we'll gather then. All right. Friday night we can get prayed up. Sabbath morning we can blow the trumpet. In Zion, sound the alarm. God's holy mountain. Thank you, Lord. Oh God. I'm gonna get to the end in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So we need to understand that it's vital our neighbor, their contribution, to make our contribution complete. Really? It's needful. So when we are mindful of that, we're careful not to scorn them, set them at naught, despise them and whatever. Your neighbor's contribution is vital to make your contribution complete. I see. All right. Make sure you act like that. We need the brother. We need the sister. Absolutely. God said so. When we do it that way, we're likely to eliminate the strife and envy and contention. Because we won't say, well, Marie's competing against me. That's his opposite. We'll say, oh, I need Marie's contribution. But if we aren't careful, if we do not do something, the default is whatever the other person is doing, we'll somehow see that it takes some from what we're doing. That's why the envy strike. You understand? It moves me out of my place or it takes. Well. Not so. Thank you, Lord. So I'm about done, aren't I? Thank you, Lord. Let me find it. Y'all want to hear what he said about it? Y'all know, let me read this first. It probably goes together. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Give God the praise. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Long long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. That's quite the word, isn't it? Goodness, sort of like uncleanness. Goodness, but it is a fruit of the Spirit. And faith. Meekness. Temperance. Against such there is no law. I mean, when we walk in the Spirit, we don't do any wrong against anybody. Now, they might take it wrong. Probably will. Now, that's how they did the Son of God. Jesus manifest in the flesh, they were offended. Of course, love manifested just don't do folk wrong. Okay? When God's love manifests in you, it does nobody wrong. There's no law against it. Thank you, Lord. Meekness. I'm going to find what Brother Steer said about it. The meek are those who have yielded and submitted to the purpose of God. Put forth our purpose. That's not meekness. Amen. But if we're yielded and submitted to the purpose of God, then we can be meek. We should receive the engrafted word with meekness. Amen. When we sanctify ourselves and are ready to give an answer to people that ask a reason for the hope that is within us, we do it with meekness and fear. See? Hallelujah. Meekness. Temperance. With the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. Provoking one another. Envying one another. All right? Good. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things whereby we may edify another. For he that have loved another hath fulfilled the law. I'm going to read it. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, well, here we are. We have good opportunity, don't we? All right, so thank you, Neil, for providing us opportunity. Ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. There it is again. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Thank you, Lord. Oh, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have opportunity, we have opportunity to hear. Let us do good unto all men, especially to them that are of the household of faith. Paul said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are carnal, ye are yet carnal. For there is among you envying and strife and divisions. And we deny the envying, which keeps making for the strife. We won't say, God, you tell the truth. There's envy here, so I'm always striving with so-and-so. We won't say it like that. We lie on God. Where there is among you envy and strife and divisions, that's the mark of carnality. Now, you say you're spiritual, but we got your goods here. See? Are you not carnal? And walk as men. We don't have to walk as men. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But you know these words, these days they go by, they call them keywords, catchwords, buzzwords. Yeah, people say them so that folk will think they know what they're talking about. That's how people use the scriptures. Y'all hear me talking? That's how folk use the scriptures. Buzzwords. Oh, yeah, Pastor Rice, you love thy neighbor as thyself. He must be a holy Joe, huh? You know how it is. That's how Old Talkative was. One of my main characters in the book, Old Talkative, because that he portrays most of the Christians. They talk about it. When I say put the power to it, that means when you talk about the work that it's doing in your heart. That's the power. If you can't talk about the work that it's doing in your heart, see? So every time Christians tried to talk about that, what they were talking about in the work, and he says, that work being done in your heart, he said, hey, man, come on now. You're not doing right. You ain't playing fair. See? And that's how it is. You know, when I talk like this, he ain't playing fair, man. He's hidden below the belt. See? How do you say that? Well, you get offended. And then you gainsay. You know, you walk back what I said. I'm not going to walk it back. You walk back what I said. That means when you say it, I didn't say what I say. Right. Brother Branham said, make sure you say it like I say it. That's what Jesus said. Yeah. Now make sure you say it like I say it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You with the power.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
That's what I mean by the power.
Yes.
Yep. When Christians spoke of the word, he spoke about the corresponding grace that it.
Yes.
And Talkative knew nothing about
Amen.
That. He said, man, what's going on here? You're accusing me.
Right.
Come on. That's one of my most favorite part of the book. Of course, it's all good. But I'm telling you, that Talkative, he looks like most of us. We look like him. Absolutely. Well, we hear the preaching, but somebody talk about the power in it.
Uh-huh.
That's the same as hold you to it.
Amen.
You know.
It was,
well, I don't mind Pastor Wright preaching, but he's going to hold me to it.
Yes.
Well, God's going to hold us to it.
Yes.
That means we'll be accountable
yes.
for that which we've heard.
Woo.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All right, we're going to get to the end, Brother Kevin.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. It says, he that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him. It's like one that taketh the dog by the ears. Hallelujah. Also say, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So, where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning fire and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd, clear silver drops. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips. Hallelujah. I mean, he talks, but he's trying to hide what's really in his heart. But what's in the heart is going to come out. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit.
Amen.
It says his wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation.
Amen.
That's the word of God. I believe it. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That means whenever we devise to do evil, we're setting a trap for ourselves. Now, we don't believe that. We don't believe that. Nevertheless, it does not take away the power.
Amen.
All right? Anytime we devise to do evil, lo and behold, we're making a trap for ourselves.
Amen.
Y'all don't believe it like that?
Yes.
It's the same as sowing what you reap or reaping
yes.
what you sow
Amen.
Or God giving a just recompense
right.
or God being righteous.
Right.
Yeah, it's no different.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. I guess a lying tongue does afflict. Yeah, a flattering mouth.
Yes.
worketh ruin. It says here in Proverbs 22:10, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go. Strife and reproach shall cease. I believe it like that. So what are you doing? These words are to cast out the scorner. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Huh? It's to bring forth truth and righteousness. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Now it says here, every way of a man is right in his own eye. Y'all know that's the truth. That's what make for strife and contention. There is a right way, but it's not your way. Of course, every way of man he think is right. This is just across the board. So when he can break free of that by the grace of God and walk in the light of God, then he ceases from his way and this strife ceases as well. But as long as we're going to walk in our way, we'll have the strife. It says here, but the Lord pondereth the heart. It also says to do judgment and judgment. Justice and judgment. I talk about it every day because everything worked together. We talk about righteousness. We talk about peace and joy. They all work together. You know, fruit of the Spirit, it's just love exemplified. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. So peace is just an ingredient of love. See? Yeah, peace is in God's love. You understand? So as we keep ourselves in the love of God, it's the peace. Hallelujah. So righteousness can't come without judgment. Jesus said, for judgment to the world. Huh? Praise the Lord. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. Hallelujah. Well, that pride's probably, it's in everything, you know, that's wrong. Mainly when we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. You know. Hallelujah. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. Hallelujah. They refuse to do judgment. They refuse to do judgment. Hallelujah. Now, in the games, they have a referee or somebody, umpire. You know that? Or if they got cameras too. Oh, they do, but they still have the referee. You know what they do? You know, whatever they say don't mean anything except what the refs say. Because each side say different things. Once they foul me, once he didn't foul me. If the ref called the foul, then that's the judgment. All right? Of course, in some of these games, they can contest it, but not God's judgment. There's no contestment against God. He's a righteous judge. We're wicked to even think about it. Huh? It's right that God puts you with the brothers that you're with. Amen. Or the sisters that you're with. He did do it, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Then we must say, thou righteous, O God. It's working out for my good. This is needful for me. You're the all-knowing God with the all-seeing eye. Huh? Wisdom unparalleled. I'll just believe your judgment, God. I can't see why you put me here with Terry, but I know it's for my good. Thank you, Lord. But the way of every man is right in his own eyes. Absolutely. It's just the way it goes. That's why when people live by themselves, they do everything right. Yeah, sure. Hey, there's nothing. They open the window when they want to, close it when they want to. They want the light out, they turn it out. So, come on. But if there's two there, then it, They have to work things out. See? And some think it's wrong to have to work things out. I want to be in the place where I can turn out lights when I want to, where I eat what I want to, eat when I want to, eat how much I want to, and go to work when I want to, and do the work I want to do. But, oh, man, I never had it so good. You poor folk down there at the Overcomer. Well, some of us do that, too. Huh? We shouldn't do it, but lo and behold. Huh? The way of a man is froward and strange. That's every man. But as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Well, we don't know what that means, do we? Rose was chuckling the other day. And I looked at what she was chuckling at. There was a wise saying there. It says, if you want to be happy for a year, marry a wife. You want to be happy for 20 years, get a dog. Rose was laughing at that. You know why? Because it has some validity. I'm just telling you the truth. Why was she laughing then? Okay, she did laugh. You can laugh too. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you look mean at me, brother. Okay, now. I'll dust you, brother. Hallelujah. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. His neighbor findeth no favor. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, listen to it, the simple is made wise. When the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. So even if the scorner don't hear what I'm saying, the wise will hear. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked. He looks on the field of the slothful. He considers it carefully and he receives instruction. When the scorn is punished, he still receives instruction. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Amen. Now remember, this is the word that the judge will say at that day to some. He'll say, depart from me. All right? Amen. So we don't want to hear him say, I'm going to leave you alone. We certainly don't want to hear him say, depart from me. But to some he will say, it's written. Y'all believe the word, don't you? They'll be pretty, have nice hairdos. They put perfume on. You understand. This stuff don't make us right in here. No. He'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Huh? I never knew you. All right? Hallelujah. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Again, I got Proverbs 16:2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. That goes along with the other. All the ways of a man are right in his own eyes. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Hallelujah. But the Lord weigheth the spirit. Pleasant words are as in honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and we can all speak them. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah, and hail to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Praise the Lord. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separated chief friends. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Correction is grievous to him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Hail and destruction are before the Lord, how much more than the hearts of the children of men. It says here in Proverbs 15:12, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man, curse your last name, wrath. A wrathful man stirreth up strife. But he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs 18:2, a fool hath no delight in understanding. He's not looking for righteousness, but that his heart may discover itself, that he get what he wants. All right? Hallelujah. So since a fool has no heart to get understanding, he never gets it. The words of a man are as deep waters, deep waters. See what we pulled out of those words ganging up on me? Deep waters. See, we began to look in the depths, didn't we? All words are like that. It is not good, and the wellspring of wisdom is as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. All right? Thank you, Lord. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are safe. Hallelujah. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and has a high wall in his own conceit. You find a man wise in his own conceit? There's more hope of a fool than in him. We ought to be careful how we think of ourselves. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor is humility. Now remember, humility is the ambassador of peace. If you're following after peace, humility has to go before you. Else you'll never find it. He that is first in his own cause, you remember this, brother? A brother wrote to deal and said, I don't know why I'm sending this, but you know I'm impressed to do it. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor come and searcheth him out. All right? The neighbor looks at it from a different perspective. That's why the neighbor is needful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm almost done. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life, either, are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. Poor in spirit, it means, not by earthly things or carnal things. Poor in spirit. But those who are rich and increased with goods, they answer pretty rough. Huh? Anybody in here ever answered rough? Praise the Lord. A man that hath friends must first show himself friendly. That's right. That means you don't have to worry about what the other person does. You be a friend, and then it's settled. No matter how your friend acts, you just be a friend. Then all is well. Hallelujah. And there is a friend, y'all know him, that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Why is he called the lowly Jesus? Well, he humbled himself. Of course, God highly exalted him, but what became before the high exaltation was the lowliness. We can't seem to understand that. And anytime we have to get off of our pedestal, then God's done us wrong. You know, yeah, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all know God got off of his pedestal? No? Praise the Lord. You're not angry with me, are you, brother? Praise the Lord. It won't slow me down, though. I'd rather not. I don't like folk being angry with me. But I got to do what I have to do. Of course, what I'm doing shouldn't make you angry. No, this should have a whole bunch of amens in here. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifice with strife. Oh God, oh God. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brothers. That's quite profound there. Here's a servant that he's going to get inheritance with the son, if he's wise. That's what it says. Isn't that something? You know, Jesus is called the suffering servant. Well, isn't he the Almighty God? Why would he be referred to as a suffering servant? Huh? Or the sacrifice, or the lamb. See how we call ourselves Christians. Anytime we put the power to it, oh, we're being done wrong. We're being done. He was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I'm about done. Praise the Lord. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth him. The finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. I mean, they listen to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. A liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Let us go serve other gods. Let us kick out of these traces. We don't need to tell Pastor Rice this. This is our business. Boy, I preach good. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sisters told me they were nervous when they sang their song the other day. You know what they say? There's dust on the altar. Well, they did a good job. I said, I know about being nervous. I say every time I stand up, I'm nervous. I said, I don't want to lose that though. But once I get started, I'm not nervous. once I'm going, once the Holy Ghost kick in, I'm not nervous anymore. Hallelujah. Of course, when I'm done, I sit down and I say, Lord, what have I said? What have I done? Well, I don't want that to go either. Hallelujah. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as one when one letteth out water. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you let it out, it start to run. You let me stop this stuff, but it's already running. Therefore, leave off contention. Leave off before it be meddled with. It says here, he that justifieth the wicked. We talked about that yesterday. We can't really do that. We can just say that he is. But the wicked is not justified. You understand that? And he that condemneth the just. And the just is not condemned. Right. This is mean when you perceive them as such. Huh? You say to the righteous one, reproving and rebuke, that's wicked. And you say to the one that agrees with your delusion, oh, yeah, that's good. See, we've not done it, have we? Oh, yeah, even they both are an abomination to God. They are abomination to God. Wherefore, here it is. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? Huh? The fool's not looking for wisdom. No, he is I just read it. So he don't get it. He's looking to exalt himself. He's looking to get his own way. He's looking to show that he's right. He's not looking for wisdom. So that's what I was saying the other day. When you determine by the Spirit that someone's not looking, then you have to just leave them alone. Maybe they can come to themselves, but at that point, you won't get anywhere. No, you won't. He that justifieth the wicked, it's the same as he that calleth evil good and good evil. Same difference. Woe unto him. Woe unto him. They call the Holy Ghost preaching evil. Woe! Woe unto him. They say this reproof is against us. Woe! Woe unto him. And say that the neighbor that agrees with me in my rebellion is good. Woe unto him. Woe unto him. Hallelujah. That's Holy Ghost preaching. Y'all think I'm not supposed to be excited? Give me a break. Give me a break. Hallelujah. Every day I'm blessed by my own preaching. I'm blessed because God would even call me in his service. You know how wretched you are? Absolutely. Well, as much as God give me grace, that could be more I could find out, but I know plenty. I know plenty, Kirk. Help me, Jesus. That's how I know the long-suffering of God. Yes. You know his long-suffering, don't you? A friend loveth at all times, at all times. See what I'm saying? So if you want to be a friend, you show yourself friendly, that means you love at all times, no matter what your neighbor does. God loves us no matter what we do. You understand? God doesn't love us because we do good. Now, because he loves us, we can do good. As long as we remember to believe that he loves us. Y'all know God loves you? A friend loves at all time, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He that loveth transgression, he loveth transgression that loveth strife. You know, and some love strife. They're not happy unless they got something stirred up. And they know how to stir it up. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Huh? They make sure there's always some coals on the fire. So this strife keeps going. Huh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stir it up. Now let's stir up the gift that is within us. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good. He that hath a perverse tongue, y'all know what perverse tongue is. Don't speak right things. Hallelujah. Don't speak that which is good to the use of edifying. Of course, that's the charge that old talkative had against Christian. Huh? He talked to him. He said, yeah, all of them words don't mean nothing. There's got to be a corresponding work of grace in your heart. Else it's a bunch of foolishness. Huh? Talkative said, no, man, you ain't talking right. This is not for edification. y'all know I'm speaking for edification. Hallelujah. I'm not against your faith. Helpers of your joy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Neil, can you pray for us? It's almost 11 o'clock. You know, you're not asleep, are you, brother? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Another day to serve you, Lord, in the spirit of peace and contentment, Lord. Just I ask that you bless our hands this day as we work and keep our minds stayed upon you this day, Lord. That, oh God, that you would convict our hearts and just send us your spirit that we would open our eyes to see and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. So I thank you again for the daily bread. I thank you for all the brothers and sisters this day. Ask for a healing touch for those that need the healing touch. And just be with us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. Bless your precious saints. The Lord loves you. Y'all know God loves you? Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. Yes, I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. God bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Thank you, Lord.